From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
We all want to feel appreciated and loved, especially when we're kind of down and out. So you can just imagine how recipients of this week's Gift of Love felt when a foundation hosted an appreciation day just for them. Well, don't you want to know more? Then stick around to find out who is sharing the love. Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica hosted its annual Patients' Day, where approximately 300 dialysis patients, including nurses, doctors, and other medical professionals, were treated to a good time filled with fun, food, and entertaining activities. The day began with a breakfast of favorite Jamaican foods, after which the patients engaged in various fun activities, including talent contests. They were also presented with gift packages and other items. The Kidney Support Foundation's annual Patients' Day was held at Tapioca Village in Devon Pen St. Mary last Sunday, November 30. Now, for those of us who may not know, renal failure or kidney disease is one of the health conditions affecting many Jamaicans. Though persons can live with one kidney and lead a normal, healthy life, when both kidneys fail, it is a serious problem because our kidneys help our bodies get rid of toxins and waste. Now, if these toxins and waste build up, we are in big trouble, which is why persons with renal failure have to undergo dialysis treatment. This involves going to a medical facility at least 3 times per week and being connected to a dialysis machine, which performs the duties of healthy kidneys. This can be a bit uncomfortable and stressing at times because treatment takes several hours each time. This is why it's important for persons with kidney disease to have strong support from family members and friends. At the Appreciation Day, we caught up with some family members and relatives of renal failure patients, and they shared how they helped to lighten the load of their loved ones.
What do I do to support my family member with renal failure, really? Well, just being there for him and to show him love and to do everything. See that he takes his medication on time and go with him for dialysis on a Wednesday and also on a Saturday.
Well, how I support my daddy, like if he feels sick, I give him tea and make sure he takes his medication on time and stuff like that. Wake him up early in the morning when he's there to go to the KPH.
Occasionally, I went with him to dialysis. I take care of him, like help him because he's have one leg. So I take care of him by putting him in the chair, taking him out, wake up in the morning, 2:45, get him ready for dialysis, and it's a pleasure doing it.
National Coordinator for the Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica, Pamela Allen Sutherland, is expressing heartfelt gratitude to all the sponsors of the event.
On behalf of the supporters of the foundation, we wish to extend thank you to the following companies that made Patients Day 2014 possible. Tapioca Village Resort, Digicel, Lasco Pharmaceuticals, GlaxoSmithKline, Island Rail, JUTC, Food for the Poor, Tropical Catering Services, Max General Meats, and the Nez Supermarket in Anata Bay.
That's it for today's edition of Sharing the Love. Special thanks to Coy Edwards for his help with this production. I'm Casita Irving, reminding you that charity begins at home.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.